queer. She's queer.
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
Not acting just like she's supposed to act.
Mm-hmm. Has that word changed meanings recently? Or do you still use that word? Or?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use it as a noun to say somebody was a queer? Do you ever use the word queer as a noun to say somebody was a queer?
I don't think so.
Okay. And say someone, you hear somebody's in the hospital, maybe you say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it that he...
When did he get sick? Or when did he have his attack? What happened to him?
Okay. And you say, well, it was yesterday when he... What, sick? It was yesterday when he...
Yesterday they took him to the hospital.
Uh-huh. Because yesterday he... What, sick?
Yesterday he got sick.
Okay. Say if a person went outside in bad weather and came in with sneezing and his eyes were running, you'd say that, yesterday he...
Yesterday he was fine, but got in the weather and took a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say that he was...
Hoarse.
And if you go like that, you have a...
Cough.
Say if someone was sick and you got him some medicine, and you go in there and still see the medicine next to their bed, you'd say, well, why haven't you...
taken your medicine.
And the person might say, well, an hour ago
I took what I was supposed to.
Uh-huh. And in another...
Won't be due till another hour.
Uh-huh. In an hour from now, I'll...
take another dose.
Okay. And you can't hear anything at all. You say you're...
deaf. Deaf.
Okay. Which would you say? Deaf or deaf?
Deaf.
Is deep more old-fashioned? Or?
I think so.
Okay. Say if a man has been out working in the sun and it's real hot and he takes off his shirt, it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I've
been...
What would you probably say?
Look how I've been sweating.
Or look how much I...
perspired.
Or using the word sweat, you say, look how much I...
how much I've been working?
Would you say, look how much I sweat or sweated or...
sweated. Look how much I sweated.
Okay. And you say, a bee stung me in my hand. Did what?
Bee stung me in my hand. It hurt.
Or it got bigger. You say, my hand...
oh, my it swelled.
Okay. And... say if a bee stings you, your handle.
Swell.
And a sore that comes to a head.
A ball or rising.
Okay. Is that the same thing?
Yes. One might be a little worse than the other.
Which one?
The ball.
Uh-huh. What if it's got more than one head to it? Would you still call it a ball?
Ball.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear a carbuncle?
Yes.
What's that?
It's something just a little bit worse than the... than the ball.
Mm-hmm. You call that a...
carbuncle.
Uh-huh. And when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is called...
the core.
Okay. But that liquid sort of stuff.
Pulse.
Okay. What about in a blister?
Water.
Okay. And say someone got shot or stabbed. You'd say you have to get a doctor to look at the...
wound?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, a wound won't heal back right. It has a sort of a skinless growth over it, you know. It's got to be...
well, probably the bullet's still there.
Uh-huh. Well...
the splinter or the thorn, whatever you...